The Citizens United ruling allowed corporations to make unlimited contributions to election campaigns. The referendum on overturning it has the backing of 32 community organizations, including United Wisconsin, a group formed during the effort to recall Governor Scott Walker. Spokeswoman Lisa Subek says groups have already gathered 20,000 signatures from across the state in favor of giving voters a chance to weigh in against Citizens United.
The people of Wisconsin want to make their voices heard and want to take a stand against the influx of corporate and special interest money that is corrupting our political system.
Similar referendums have already been approved in 16 state legislatures and 500 county governments, including many in Wisconsin. One of the bill's authors, State Representative Chris Taylor of Madison, says despite the fact that there so far is only one Republican, Senator Dale Schultz, who has signed on to the bill, she believes a statewide canvassing campaign by the groups who back it will assure it will pass and appear on the ballot in November of next year.
It's going to be impossible for legislators to ignore this because we're going to make sure that they're asked about this when they're in their communities and that we are in their communities knocking on the doors. Even Republicans support getting political money out of our elections and letting the people's voice be heard.
Taylor plans to introduce the bill in the fall. If approved, the advisory referendum would ask voters for a yes or no in support of an amendment to the U.S. Constitution declaring that money is not speech and corporations are not people. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.